Hi, we're here with Bruce Monrad, Chairman and Portfolio Manager at Northeast Investors Trust, which is one of the oldest bond funds in America. That's ticker symbol NTHEX. Bruce is also one of the longest tenured bond fund managers in the country, having run Northeast Investors Trust for more than 29 years. We just came from a December Fed meeting where the Fed raised rates once again as expected. Going forward, what do you expect? I mean, what kind of year do you anticipate in 2019 with regard to interest rates?
Well, it's very interesting because the market right now, the bond market right now, is pricing in only maybe one rate increase, and that's a little different than it had been a couple months ago even. And we would think that there's still a risk that there would be a couple of rate increases, and so that could be disappointing to the market.
Now, one of the reasons why I think there is this newfound belief that maybe the Fed only goes once or twice is because of the so-called inverted yield curve, right? Recently, we saw parts of the some shorter-dated treasuries start to pay more than some longer-dated treasuries. Historically, that's a pretty ominous sign. Are you worried?
I understand the question. We're not as worried as others might be about it. I know people think that there's been a good correlation, but I'm not sure that necessarily that the yield curve causes recessions. And in particular, we could get very technical about it, but I think it might be that this time there's a different approach.
So even if more parts of the yield curve do invert, if the entire yield curve were to invert, you don't necessarily think that's automatically a harbinger of doom and gloom?
No, I think number one is that the yield curve could steepen, and that would be our base case too. And then also the Fed itself might jawbone the curve into a steepening as well, or the Fed could do something akin to what the Japanese BOJ, Bank of Japan, is doing in their Operation Twist, which is they could sell long-term bonds and get where they want. The Fed does not want an inverted yield curve, so there might be something of a role that they play in this.
So Bruce, regardless of what the Fed does next year, whether it does one or two, or whether it does more, do you feel like your portfolio is positioned to handle either of those scenarios?
We think so. If the Fed does less in the way of interest rate increases than we're thinking, then certainly that would be a tailwind. It would just mean in our base case, we would say that our competing investments would see more pressure than we would.
That was Bruce Monrad, Chairman of Northeast Investors Trust, one of the oldest bond fund portfolios in the country, ticker symbol NTHEX.